Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, man, you know exactly what it is, dog. The livest cloud radio show on the planet, straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment. It's your boy, Manhood, Howard Stern, representing from the mile to the mile high.
Your boy, Monk Money, you know what it is.
For sure. all the way in the D. Yo, hey, it's been a long minute, dog. We've been down for about 3 weeks, man, so thank y'all for bearing with us. But we definitely back in the studio, man. Got a few things to talk about. Don't forget, though, of course, it is Social Media Thursday. So if you got social media, you got to make sure you check us out on Instagram and Twitter. Follow my man at, I was about to say, hey, it's Coco J. Damn. It's been that long, dog.
That long.
Follow my man at The Real Monk Money, dog. Real Monk Money. That's on Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, myself, Hood Howard Stern, also on Twitter and Instagram. If you got Facebook, you can hit us up on www.facebook.com/eblockradio. So, yeah, it's been a long minute, dog. I'm going to ask you what's been popping, dog. Please don't give me the bullshit, because we've been off for a month. So what's good, man? What's really, really good with you? Nice Red Wings hat, by the way.
Thank you.
No doubt.
And you know how I do it, bro.
Low to the flow?
Like an ant, you know what I'm talking about?
But I don't.
We did have a nice stretch off, bro, and I can't really remember half the things I did, because it's been so long since I've seen you guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
You know what I mean? But, your boy ain't been doing too much of nothing, just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Working hard, you know what I'm saying? You know, trying to get my business off the ground, you know what I'm talking about? You know,
for sure.
You know, I'm catering parties, you know what I mean? Trying to get out there. So, you know what I'm saying? Show your boy some love, you know what I mean? I'll show you some love. I'm going to show you how good I am, you know what I'm talking about? Because I'm real good, you feel me?
For sure. That's really about it? That Newport feeling good, though?
Newport feeling good, though.
But, shout out to niggas still smoking Newports, though.
I can't help myself.
Obviously. It's all good, though.
But, your boy, working, trying to get it in, you know what I'm saying? Doing my own little thing, man, you know. My job right now, you know what I'm saying, motivated me to get my business started, man. So, you know, I'm trying to do my own thing out here, you know what I'm saying? Reach out to me, I reach out to you, you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Show love to me, I show love to you, you know what I'm talking about? But your boy ain't been doing nothing, man. You know how I do it, man.
Word.
You know, I've been
we in there.
Sitting in the crib. I just got this, I'm excited. I just got me a fire stick, 86 cable in a minute. You know what I'm talking about?
Word. Shout out to fire stick, though. Shout out to fire stick.
No longer. I'm an 86 cable in a minute, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
The fire stick ain't no joke either, man. Like, it's the real life truth that the fire stick is probably going to extinguish. I'm using that as a pun, fire stick and extinguish. That was a pun. That was a play on words.
Yeah,
it's going to extinguish cable in a minute, dog, because people, all they do is stream anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who watches TV like when it's actually playing.
No, man.
Like, it's hard to catch, though. So, yeah, I don't know. That's what's up. I wanted to get up on it, but so you got a real one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. With a subscription?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good, man. Hey, look, we just logged on to Facebook Live, man, so don't forget, man, if you're checking us out on Facebook Live right now, you can hit us up once we get on topic, 760-283-4647. Right now, we just about to shoot the shit for a minute because we've been gone for quite some time. It's been about 3 weeks, man, so I'm glad to be back. But anyway, what else going on with you, dog? Got the fire stick. Now maybe you can actually watch some TV.
Definitely catch up.
Working on your new joint, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get your catering business jumping off.
Yeah,
so.
You know what I'm saying? I'm doing nice brunches, you know what I mean?
No doubt. And thank you for that again.
No problem. Anytime. I'm doing beautiful brunches, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to lay it out real nice for you, you know what I mean? I mean, just come and try me and you'll be back.
That's what's up. We're going to get you a website going and all that stuff.
We're about to get this cracker, you know what I mean? I'm tired of making other folks rich.
Right, because that's what it is, man.
Well, yeah, tired of making other folks rich.
I think everybody's tired of that, man. I think this is a great time to step off into that realm, too. Even though I know a lot of people nervous about politics and all that stuff going on, but to be honest with you, I think this is probably one of the best times to be an entrepreneur, man. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's dope. Let's see what pull it up. See what we looking like. Okay, so we in there. We streaming. All right, bet. So just wanted to make sure. So if you checking us out right now, you know you can leave a comment on Facebook Live right there, or you can hit us up 760-283-4647. Hey, so you fell asleep though. So I was gonna ask you how was the Batman Lego joint? Cause I wanted to see that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie. It was interesting. It was funny. You know what I'm saying? At the beginning, bro. But I was just tired. You know what I'm saying?
Tired for what?
I worked.
Yeah, sure you did.
I really did. But messed me up. You know, my son always messed with me like, Dad, you can't be snoring. You know, you're messing up my movie. You know
right.
What I mean? So this time I wake up, he knocked out. I literally had to shake him like, baby boy, get up.
Man, I'm surprised he ain't had that pound of sugar in that that sweet tea or ice. What do you have? Lemonade?
I ain't kill him this time. We got a fruit drink. You know what I'm saying? A little fruit drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Buddy was out of there. We was out of there. But it was good so far. I just hated I missed it. But I'm about to catch up on it.
All right,
right
for sure.
I'm at the fire stick.
Yeah, because look, I ain't even going to lie, man. I was talking to my sister about it. I took the kids to go see it. And of course, all of these kids movies, though, they all got subliminals for adults. You know
for
what I'm saying?
It's plenty of them.
Yeah, it's plenty of them. So they was putting me up on game. And low-key, after seeing the previews, I wanted to see that shit anyway. I ain't going to. The Batman was hitting some one-liners.
One-liners,
yeah.
Bro. He was killing
sure.
the game, bro. So it was actually straight, bro. You know what I mean? I suggest check it out though, low key for real.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry that I fell asleep, but I'm gonna catch up.
You'll catch up on your Fire Stick that has a subscription. It's not a right. Okay,
yes.
I got you.
Yes.
I got you. Yes. Hey, look, what else been going on, man? Aside from that though, anything in particular, or just kind of taking it easy?
It's kind of just taking it easy, man. Laying back, you know what I'm saying? Raising my baby, you know what I'm talking about.
For sure.
You know, I got these kids out here, man.
Got these kids out. You said like I got a tribe.
No, man. But still, you know what I'm saying? I got, you know, teaching to be men. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know.
Yeah. Dog, that's a whole another subject. That could be a topic, obviously. And we've been gone for 3 weeks, so that may be our next week's topic. But, that right there, and the only reason I mentioned that is because I went to a basketball game. Shout out to Ryan. They suck though. I ain't gonna lie, man. I think it's they coaching, to be honest. But he played for the freshman team out at Southfield. With Southfield, the varsity team is actually doing pretty well. But I say that when you mention about you know, people raising men, it's like you can tell in the kid's demeanor as a child. Like it's some people on his team that I have to say are. Must be getting raised, like, no disrespect, but I'm just saying, getting raised by moms and grandmothers.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell, you know what I'm saying? Like, and no disrespect to that because, you know, obviously my nephews was, you know, they was a product of a single parent home for a while, you know, after their old man passed away. So I know that it's possible, but then at the same time, it's something that they just not getting what they supposed to get. And like I said, no disrespect to any of the single moms out there doing their thing. But you can tell, and it's just not a lot of men being raised, and I ain't trying to make this all political and shit, but the reality of it is that's what works for the system.
Right.
Like they like that shit.
They love it.
They want you to push out soft, yeah, you know, soft little dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Skinny jean, tight pants. Yeah. They want that, dog.
Yeah.
And I really think that, you know, also coming with the culture. You know what I'm saying? I also think that's where the skinny jeans shit come from too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you being raised by women, you know what I mean? Not no, and like you said, no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? But a man has to be in there, dog. It don't take one person to raise a kid, bro.
Yeah.
It take a village, you know what I'm saying? I know people say that all the time, but
right,
it really does. That's the honest to God truth, you know what I mean? So, you know, they need more men, you know, father figures in their life, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, if they're hanging out with the same dude in the same situation, you know, ain't nobody that really didn't tell them, take them tight shits off, man, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. And that's just how it is. And then it's, and not only is it that though, it's being fashion trendy, which I think is, you know, quite honestly is a woman's thing as well. Like, you know, dudes, we not really fashion trendy like that. Like, we want to, I don't know. I think fashion trendiness come from women. I think that, And that's why they be calling dudes who be extra, you know, extra trendy, they be calling them metrosexual, because that shit is a little weird.
It is.
It's a little weird when you taking more time to get ready than your woman and shit, then that's right. A problem, yeah.
You doing your eyebrows and shit like that. Doing your eyebrows, bro. I got a cousin, man, you know what I'm saying? He ain't no funny dude, you know what I'm saying?
He's just metro.
He's metro, bro. Like, nigga, come on, bro. Like, right. You shaping your eyebrows? Like, yeah. Nigga, who does that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, man, I don't know, man. You might be a fruit just to fuck it with him. You know what I'm saying? But golly, man, take you hour and 45 minutes to get ready. Like, I'm already at your house sitting and waiting on you. Like, come on, man.
Right, dog.
Come on, dog.
Yeah, it's just a little too much, dog. But, like, even some of that is just, it's so obvious to tell, too. And that's at a pivotal time. We're talking about the freshman team. You know, they like 13, 14 years old. Some of them maybe 15 at this point because they're getting ready to go to the 10th grade. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's some shit right there that, that's a whole other subject, dog. We ain't got to get on this shit. But, yeah, we'll chop it up on that another time. Shout out to my man D-Will, too, though. I know you didn't get a chance to make it on Saturday. But he had I won't even call it a sermon. You know what I'm saying? I call it, he had a lecture at church on Saturday. So, shout out to Conant Gardens Church over there on Conant. And, on Conant. I can't think of the cross street.
Conant and 7 Mile.
Yeah, it is, right. It's right on the corner. Yeah, you're right. So shout out to Conant Gardens and my man D. Will. You know what I'm saying? DerekSpeaks.com. Make sure you check him out because he always spitting some knowledge.
Always.
But his message was about basically to young men Saturday. And the message was so dope, though. I have to give a shout out to him because even though he was in a church setting, like, He made it a real, like, anybody could feel that, whether you had been in church or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was dope. So shout out to my man D. Will. And he was just saying how once black men or black people, period, actually come to the understanding of how influential we are. Like, everything we do causes a trend. So, like, if we start doing, like, all of the positive shit, then maybe that'll cause a trend as well. So I think we just got to really identify with the power that we have. And I know a lot of people don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think somebody trying to play poker, bro.
What?
Shout out to my man Boo on there. Oh, man, Cash, what up, though? Like, they trying to play some poker, I think, though.
That's what they say about that?
Man, I thought they did. I might have lost it. I thought I seen somebody say something about some poker.
Yeah,
I might be tripping. Yeah, I don't know. But, because it's hard to keep up after a while because they start scrolling through. But yeah, shout out to all the E-Block checking us out right now.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is.
Right, you know what it is. I don't know if you can see the tattoo from here, though. He got the tattoo. I don't
E-Block,
know. Let's see if he, I'm going to see how good it show up, though. He's got the tattoo right there.
Yeah, that's what it is, baby. Check my boy out, man. You know what I'm saying? He good with the ink, man. Danny Boy, 7 Mile of Hayes, Blue Building.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? You'll know exactly what it is right next door to the store.
Hey, look, that's the name of the that's the name of the place.
Might as well.
It's actually a blue bill.
Shout
out to niggas doing tattoos with no name on the building. Exactly. It's the blue bill.
The blue builder.
Yeah. All right, I got you.
He's slanging ink, dog. And he ain't good at it. You can't deny him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he's reasonable. Very, very reasonable. You know what I'm saying? I got a $300 tat.
Yeah, for the love. Yeah, I dig that. Yeah, shout out to my man Steve on there, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just hit my man Gigabytes.
And then we
go Gigabytes. Shout out to my man Steve. What's up, though, my dog? For sure. But, aside from that, man, I did that. Had these nice few weeks off, man, from the show. Just trying to collect my thoughts and see exactly what direction we gonna go with everything. So we back in the building now.
Yes, we are, baby.
And we more focused than ever.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget, man, if you got music too, because we play joints at the end of the show. Tonight I got my man Verdict right from over here, 6 Mile in Gunston area.
Come about.
You know what I'm saying? Got my man Verdict playing at the end of the show. Shout out to Beneficial Music. You know what I'm saying? My man over here doing his thing. But aside from that, though, it was something else I wanted to talk about, man. It's not to, obviously, I'm not trying to get too deep, of course, but last week, was it last week? Or no, maybe a couple weeks ago, they dropped a James Baldwin documentary. So it's called I'm Not Your Negro, right? So James Baldwin, of course, is a Renaissance era black writer who actually is one of my favorite, I was going to say artists, but favorite writers. Back in the day, though, and the funny thing is, I mean, a lot of people don't know, I guess, James Baldwin was, like, you know, fruity as hell. Like, he was about as gay as they come.
What?
Yeah, but he was a super activist, and none of his sexual orientation ever came into question because he was always just about black people.
Yeah.
But his words were so strong, you know, that's like one of my favorite writers. So they dropped this documentary a few weeks ago, and I guess what I wanted to say about that, I wanted to give that a shout out in case y'all hadn't heard of it. Make sure you check that out. But just the fact that and possibly one other thing I can recall this whole month, because this month is basically over. I gotta say it again. Black history has been erased. They do not want you to know shit. I don't know what's going on with that.
It's done.
Yeah, it's done, man. So I think as a parent, a grandparent, a guardian, an uncle, a brother, a niece, nephew, auntie, whatever you are at this point, man, you're going to have to start educating each other because they are erasing our history, man.
Roots ain't even came on up.
Dog. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, Roots used to come on every February. You see that motherfucker?
Yeah.
2 week marathon.
Word. No, nope. Roots didn't come on. Nope. You tripping.
Yeah,
it didn't, though.
It didn't. I didn't see it. I don't know if it did, but I didn't see it.
Nah, it didn't.
You know
what I
mean?
Damn, Roots
didn't
come on.
And you know, like, new Roots come on every year.
Right.
It didn't come on. It's done for, son. You know what I mean? They erasing our history, bro. We letting them.
Yeah. Now, I know it's important. It's important for, what's the word, progression. I know it's important for progression, so you want to keep moving forward. But it's hard. It's going to be tough to move forward when you don't know where you're coming from.
Wow.
And I think this is part of the problem. Like, you got kids, and I'm just, back in our day, even if it was superficial, you know, I think a lot of that shit they was just doing just because. But, I mean, at least we was doing black history, you know, projects and shit. Like, They was forcing us to learn shit during February. Like,
right.
Even if it was fake as hell, like, you know, we got to do it, so here, do this. Like,
right.
Booker T. Washer, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King, it was the only black people that ever existed.
You know.
But at least they was pushing. Like, now it's like, shit, all right, you know, what you call a standardized test and the meat test and all that shit, and you just forget all about, you know, Black History Month. So I think for us, black people especially, like I say, I can only speak from us because this is the community where I'm from. It's, yeah, dog. Since you got to do it yourself.
Got to, man.
I mean, damn. What don't we have to do by ourselves?
I mean, it makes us stronger, low-key, for real. But it don't make us smarter, you know what I'm talking about?
You
know what I'm saying? Like, we definitely strong, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, we take over everything. But I'm just saying, though, like, there's no wiseness coming out of it. You know what I mean? Like, we still stuck on fucking stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not worried. I feel
you. You know what I mean? I wish, you know what I'm saying? Somebody fly through this bitch.
Yeah.
Let it be known. You know
let
what
it
mean?
Be known, right.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, you know what I'm saying, outlets like this, even though a lot of times we bullshit because, you know, that's we having fun. Like, it is a fun kind of thing. But I think also this is a great platform to voice some of these opinions and talk about some of that real shit. And that's why I respect, and this is a funny thing, because that's why I respect D.L. Hughley. Like, I have to be honest with you, as a comedian originally, I ain't never liked D.L. Hughley. I thought he was whack.
Me either.
I thought he was whack.
Because he just heckled people in the crowd, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it seemed like.
He's whack as hell to me, though.
Yeah. But, like, as a radio personality now,
yeah,
he's the shit. Yeah, I fuck with him. Because he be on that funny shit, you know what I'm saying? But he get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't... I ain't gonna lie, he don't let them white people fuck with him,
no.
though.
Period.
Yeah, period. Sometimes he goes so hard, I'll be like, damn, calm down, bro, calm down.
Relax,
right.
We still need you out here.
Right, because he out here going for dolo, like, fuck it, if they shut me down,
they shut me down. Yeah.
Yeah, I need you to ease up. Sometimes. Yeah, but most of the time, he be on point.
Though, and that's why I fuck with him, because he keeps it so 100, you know what I mean?
He do.
And you know, I don't really listen to radio that much, you know what I'm saying, but I do listen to D.L. when
he's
up on, you know?
Oh, yeah, I fuck with him.
That boy Steve, I don't know about Steve, man. I fuck with Steve.
Steve just like
Steve's like
Bill Cosby to me sometimes. Like his intentions are good, but yeah, his intentions are good, but sometimes it's just I don't know.
That's about it.
That's the only way I can explain that. You know what I'm saying? His intentions good, but you know, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But move right along, dog, because it's about, what time is it? 7:22. Oh, we still got time. Did you see the preview? Cause it, let me see, it's out already, right? That movie, Get Out.
Oh yeah, my
dog. I didn't realize that my man from Key & Peele did that movie.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, fuck me up. I didn't realize that. Oh, yeah. I think it's Peele.
Peele. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. He directed
that? Yeah, I think he directed or wrote it or something like that. You know what I'm saying? If you're watching on Facebook Live right now, you can correct me. I'm not sure, but the movie Get Out, I think it's Peele from Key & Peele that either wrote it or directed or did something. But yeah, I want to check that shit out only because like the shit look. This shit just really got me interested. Like, I want to know what they're talking about. Because, obviously, the black people in that little city, that town, whatever, are under some kind of...
Spell
or some shit. My man trying to break out. So, I think it's probably pretty dope. I want to say it came out last Friday, I believe. See, I've been so behind, though. I ain't been to the show. Man, this is ridiculous, though. I don't even want to tell you the last time I went to the show, bro. The last time I went to the show was to see the NWA movie, bro.
Damn, bro.
I saw Almost Christmas. I did see that. Okay, I take that back. Okay. But before that was the NWA movie. Right, and Dre and Dr. Dre is on 24 now and shit. You know, for people who didn't know that nigga really ain't Dr. Dre. The nigga that play on NWA, he on 24 now. But let me see. I'm trying to figure out what else been going on because it's been some weeks. Though I know some other shit popped off. What else? Because I wanted to talk about something else. What you think about this, dog? About the whole shit with Charles Oakley. So Charles Oakley blew up and shit, and then tossed his ass about the garden and shit. What you think about that shit?
I mean,
I think he wasn't doing nothing but talking some real shit.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's all I can see.
That's all I can see too. Yeah, he was on some real shit. And y'all didn't want to hear it.
Right.
Then he just started going from what he knew.
And he always had. He always been that type of dude and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? 2G's, what up, though? I see you on there, man. Shout out to 2G's.
What up, though?
Got Angry Man in the building. What up, though?
What's up?
Yeah, we on camera. I don't know if you want to get on camera.
That's why I'm over here in the cut.
Shout out to my man, Angry Man. Just came in the studio, dog. We out here doing our thing.
Yes, sir.
But before we jump off into the for real topic, Angry Man, anything on your mind you want to get off, man? Anything you want to be angry about now?
You know, I'm pretty much pissed about a lot of shit.
Yeah, so, but you cool today?
Yeah, I ain't cool, but, you know, I'm just waiting on the
We're going to wait till the topic come in. All right. Oh, it most definitely is, dog. It most definitely is. Hey, but look, so we go, cause it's 5. I keep looking at Colorado time. It's 7:25. You know what I'm talking about. So we go jump right on to the festivities. We're supposed to medicate, but we're not gonna take intermission today. We gonna medicate after the show.
Okay.
Right, we're gonna medicate after the show.
I'm ready.
Right.
I'm ready.
Right, shout out to, medicating, getting yourself together. All right, so look, if you're checking us out on Facebook Live right now or if you're on eblockradio.com, you can hit us up, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one key, man. Tonight, we're talking about going viral, man. We're talking about people dying to go viral, dog. And that's real life. So we want to know do you even think at this point, social media and the internet has caused people to behave badly. All right. And I say that, man, this is some real shit because I swear that a lot of people only do shit because it's on camera. Like, that's really the only reason. And now that shit is getting out of hand.
Let me cut you off, but you got to think. That right there is how we used to joke about, you know, game, you know, having game from versus that generation to our generation.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you can say what you want to say and not be seen.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You behind curtains, nobody can, kind of like what the fuck I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Right? I said the fuck I want.
Exactly, right.
But you know, that's do that for different purposes. But a lot of these people would be out there like, well, I'm brave now. And then somebody respond, you know, where, let me see your face, where you at, you don't hear from me no more.
Right.
You know, it opened up a door for these people to be courage.
Yeah.
That's just what I think.
I mean, yeah, most definitely. And not only that, though, it's like, it's just this need, this extra need to be famous. You know what I'm talking about? It's just extra meaning to be famous. Like, and it's some crazy shit. And we go jump off into the topic right now because we already rolling in. So again, if you're on eblockradio.com or if you're on Facebook Live, you can hit us up 760 283-4647 and hit that number one key, man. Why are people dying to go viral? Now, this is a question. Some funny shit, though. I'm talking to my girl last night, and we was talking about the radio show shit and all of that. And she was like, she just asked me, like, do you want to be famous or do you want to get money, right? So I was like, well, you know, I want to get money. So she was like, well, so I asked her why. I was like, why do you think that? And she was like, so I before she could answer, because I guess she couldn't really answer, I was like, is it because I'm comfortable being in the spotlight? Because there's a difference. Like, I can be comfortable being in front of the camera, but not necessarily mean that that's what I'm aiming to be.
Right.
But the thing is that a lot of people, that's really what they're interested in. They interested in a lot of people watching them. They interested in a lot of followers, and they not as interested in, like, getting the money or pushing whatever their purpose is.
Yeah.
Now, and that's why it's crazy to me. I don't know if you've seen this shit or last night or night before last. I mean, it ain't funny, and I'm trying not to laugh, dog. The dude got shot or whatever, but was shooing the people away not to call the police so he could shoot up heroin.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, instead of people trying to help him, they videoing the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, obviously this dude got a problem. Like, first of all, we gotta understand that addiction is a motherfucking problem. You know what I'm saying? It's a real problem. When you're trying to shoot niggas away not to call the police so you can shoot up some dope,
yeah,
it's a real problem. And he was trying to shoot up some heroin, which you motherfuckers is crazy. I guess y'all don't know what happened to niggas back in the day when they was doing heroin. I don't know.
He was just trying to take the pain away.
Numb himself.
Wow.
I ain't got no insurance, so I'm going to enlist myself
right quick.
Right, I got big bro Tone watching. What up, Tone, dog? I see you out there, man.
What's up, cuz?
Yeah, for sure. But I feel my man Boo Boo say that niggas trying to go viral to make money, but they don't even know the aspect behind that shit, because they on there trying to go viral for some shit that they don't even own.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be honest, you going viral on YouTube because somebody else posted that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they about to get paid. You ain't.
Your
ass just on there looking stupid.
Yeah.
Exactly. So a lot of people trying to go viral and don't even understand how you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you didn't went out here, caught some niggas fighting or whatever, or you out there fighting looking stupid. And these chicks, man,
extra,
bro. Yeah, it's some extra ass bitches out there, and excuse my language, man, but if y'all some extra bitches though, if y'all out there,
my language is extra bitch.
Y'all, you an extra bitch though if you out here fighting on camera, like on purpose, like it's bitches out here, dog. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. That's going out here to get in a fight so they can tape it. Like, they looking so they can film it. Like, if you don't get your extra ass back to the crib and take care of one of the 9 kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, go do that. They ain't got to.
No, why?
For what?
Wait on Tuesday when that motherfucking mailman
come.
Bam.
Kids
taking care of them.
Right
there. Wait on the 23rd when that bridge car gets loose. Bam.
The post office taking care of the kids.
No, her way of taking care of the kid is making sure she gets her appointment on time and fill out her paperwork.
Wow.
She took care of the kid. She's on time for that appointment.
Word. Hey, on that note, man, we going to shoot to the phone live. Don't forget, man, if you're on eblockradio.com or on Facebook Live, make sure you hit us up, 760-283-4647, man. We're going to the phone lines right now. I got 313-556. You on live straight from the E-Block. Holla at your boy.
What up, though?
Hey, what's going on, Q Lou?
What up, though?
Shit, this Gigabyte.
Oh, what's going on, though?
Gigabyte.
Thanks. Hey, you know I had to jump in on this topic right here, dog. The thing is, they're not even thinking about getting paid. Part everybody
right.
wants to be famous. Everybody wants for somebody to know their name.
Right,
you know
exactly.
Like it was in high school. Everybody wanted to be popular. Just nobody. Everybody didn't know how to be. You see what I'm saying?
True.
So a lot of people did stupid shit to try to become popular.
Right.
And it's the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, it's definitely the same,
definitely
man. The same. And like you said, some niggas really out here trying to get money or whatever, but they not even going about it the right way, because like we was discussing the other day
yeah.
about like real advertising and shit like that. Like, people get paid, you get paid for clicks to a certain degree, but when you trying to make some for real money, advertisers ain't fucking with you, and all you doing is motherfucking
fighting
and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't doing it.
Exactly.
They're trying to be like 50 Tyson.
I mean, shit. I mean, unless they selling health insurance.
That's what you say, unless they selling health insurance. Word.
I'm just saying.
For sure.
You know, but, you know, that real shit, you know. These people, no, I don't get it, man. 7 billion people on this motherfucking planet, man, and there's everything that you can think of somebody's doing, they're doing it.
They're doing
it,
right.
So you really can't be surprised what motherfuckers do, because now they just have a platform and they have a way to show everybody that they're doing it. But
right.
Nobody's doing anything new, you know?
Yeah. No, that's for sure.
You know?
There's nothing original, bro. Nothing's original.
Hell no.
They ain't doing nothing original.
It ain't been nothing original in years. The only thing you do is try to put your spin on it.
Like, yeah, definitely. Like, even in movie shits, bro. Everything's fucking up.
Everything a reboot.
Yeah. I've seen before. It's like everything just turn around in a big fucking circle. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Hey, thanks for your call, though, my nigga.
You know what I mean? Appreciate you.
No doubt.
For sure.
Yeah.
That was out when I was
young. Yeah. Right. And all they doing is, like, they just rebooting everything because the generation's changing. So they hoping that somebody who didn't see it. It's a two-edged thing, because it's like either people who didn't see it are going to want to see it, and people who saw the old one want to see the new one.
Yeah, or it could be a three-edged
sword,
and there's just no more creativity.
Exactly.
It just ain't shit popping on the creativity.
No creativity. Just think about it. Gym shoes, bro.
Yeah.
Even in gym shoe shit, dog. This shit, the Hirachi's coming back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All these shit's coming back. Like, fucking, I seen the dude in
there. And Hirachi's wasn't shit when they first came out. I never liked Hirachi.
Man, I love them. They feel like socks.
Yeah, they feel like socks. Right, yeah. If you about to go hoop, yeah, they lovely and shit.
Like I said, we still rocking
Jordans.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
Never left.
He knocked LeBron off. He knocked Kobe off.
And they don't even make new ones. They don't even make new James. Like, they all revamps. Yeah.
Same old Jordan.
Nah, for sure.
And nothing new. And the new ones that do come out, niggas don't be wanting them.
Yeah.
No,
word. Hey, don't forget, man, 760-283-4647. Hit that number one key, man. We want to know, why are people dying to go viral? Shout out to my man Marcus, ate up videos, man, over there at the Yo Show. Shout out to Fat Cat and my man Chill Will as well. The whole crew over there at the Yo Show, man, doing their thing. And Ate Up, I got to tell you right now, shit, I stole some of this from Yo Topic, so good shit out there. No, but shout out to the Yo Show that actually also rebroadcast on the E-Block Podcast Network on Mondays, I believe. Yeah, on Mondays. So make sure you check it out there at eblockradio.com. But yeah, Ate Up, though, I know y'all did a show before, like, something about, I think it was about camera phones or something. But this is the same kind of thing, though. So it's the same kind of concept. So shout out to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? We sharing ideas. I love y'all, though. But, yeah, I think this shit is, just to go back to the question she asked me, you know what I'm saying, about whether I want to be famous or, you know, get money or whatever. I think that, like you said, I think a lot of people, like, just like Gigabyte said, I think it's kind of a mistaken thing. Kind of like when we was in high school, people mistake fame for fortune. Like, yeah. You know, the saying is fame and fortune.
Yeah.
They're not the same thing. Right?
Same thing.
Right, I think people get that fucked up. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's live on Mondays. Yeah, rebroadcast on Wednesdays. Thank you for getting me together, dog. That's what I'm talking about, the Yo Show, all right? Mondays you got to be up early, though. They on at, like, noon, so you got to be, like, at lunch or off that day.
That ain't early, bro.
Well, it's 10 o'clock in Colorado, so it is early.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? From mile high, you know what I'm saying? For sure. Hey, look, though, if you want
to say something so bad.
I know you do. If you want to comment on this, man, we want to know, why are people dying to go viral? But it makes for good entertainment. I have to be honest. I've seen some shit.
That's
because
I sit there with my phone. I don't even turn the TV on. I be entertained with goddamn
right.
Fights.
Right, and we're fights and shit. Right, so it is obviously entertaining. Maybe it's our fault. Maybe we putting too much attention in it to make people. And I say, when I say people, I have to be honest. When I say people, I'm talking about I'm talking about our younger generation of people, because they doing this shit for all the wrong reasons.
All the wrong reasons.
And when, like, remember, what was that, last year or year before last, they was playing the little knockout game and shit, where they was sneaking niggas. You know, remember that shit?
Yeah.
Like, they going around filming, like, sneaking on niggas and knocking them out from the side and shit. Like, dude, really?
That's not cool.
Hell no, that shit ain't cool. But they going viral. I think they think that's the shit.
Yeah.
Going viral don't always get you, like,
fucking around sneak me when I wake up. I'm gonna make your ass go viral.
He said when I wake up.
I'm gonna make your ass go viral.
Word.
Fuck out of here. Weeks. That's weak as shit. You run up on a nigga and hit him from the side. They don't even see.
Yeah. And then you get on film cool. Like you doing something.
That's cool, man.
It ain't cool at all, though.
That's cool, dude.
But it's the culture, though. You know what I'm saying? And maybe. And I'm just gonna look at it this way. Maybe it hasn't changed. Like, maybe this is how it always was. It just wasn't no social media. Like, remember when the news used to be out? When the news used to be out and, like, people be behind the camera just acting a motherfucking fool? Maybe this is... Right, this is the same... Right. Right. This is the same thing, just amplified. Angry man, look, you had something to say, though.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to chime in and say it's the same shit.
It's the same
thing,
right, yeah. Yeah, different camera.
Yeah, different camera. Back in the day. Oh,
right.
Across motherfucking Livernois and Dexter back in the day.
Right.
The
same shit
happened. Yeah. You didn't have motherfuckers filming the shit.
True,
you know
true.
But
yeah.
I think that's worse now. I think it's making it worse. Because, you know, back then, you know, you get your ass knocked out. You know what I'm saying? That shit flowed through the hood. It's like he said, when you wake up, millions of people just saw you getting knocked out.
Right.
Going from,
not just the block saw you.
Not in your hood no more.
Oh,
somebody
right.
fucking socially
yeah.
embarrassed the shit out of you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers just can't take that
hell
shit.
Hell no, I'm coming like porn stars, bro.
This nigga said, coming like porn stars, dog.
Yeah, but that's real talk. That's just how he said, when I wake up, okay, yeah, you snuck me. But when
yeah.
I find you, I'm not hitting you.
No. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
hitting
you.
Right.
Whoever else right next to you.
Yeah.
Right.
You put me on blast, nigga. Millions and millions of people saw you sneak me.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem, too, man. And then not even just thinking about, not ever thinking about the repercussions. Now, I think that's a generational thing. Because I don't think, and I could be wrong, you know what I'm saying? I was just going to say, I don't think people from our younger generation don't think about the consequences
of shit.
Nothing.
Like, nothing.
Nothing,
bro. They don't, bro. They don't think about no consequences, man.
You know, that was the era right when, don't touch my kids, stay away from my kids.
So it kind of was our fault, though, right?
That generation really started to crack.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Because they was like, fuck authority.
I tell you all the time, I think our generation fucked up a ton of shit.
Ton of shit.
Yeah.
You know
now,
what I mean?
See, I know a lot of people scared to agree on that one, though.
I can't, man, look,
it's
I'm
the truth.
Right.
In this generation.
Exactly.
This is my opinion.
Yeah.
You can't tell me it's wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My thing is, like, I can prove some of my points.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, what I'm getting ready to say, and this is a good thing and a bad thing.
Uh-huh.
What I'm getting ready to say doesn't happen over here.
Yeah.
Okay? But we all got relatives' houses that we went over. If your kid come out the side door and beeline across their grass, that might be a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If your kid playing with just genuinely dribbling the ball, cross over and lose that bitch, hit your car, it's a problem.
It's
but
a
over
problem,
here,
right.
It's like, man, get your ass off the grass.
Right.
Man, just learn how to dribble the ball or something.
Yeah,
right.
But that's it.
But that's because our generation and our block is something totally different.
Right.
Because we're the same people from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's
our kids now.
And look, that's the thing that's changing. I know we kind of probably getting off subject a little bit, but I did want to comment on that. That's what's changing with the, like, again, I'm about to make this all global and shit, but with the housing situation and the economy, it fucked up neighborhoods. Not only families, but neighborhoods. So you got people who renting for 8 months out the year and shit, so they're not even there a whole year.
Nope.
And then, like, you got different kids, like, over the course of 10 years, you have 6 or 7 different families in the neighborhood, like, when you got a neighborhood like that, you don't ever know your neighbors and shit like that. Things are more likely to happen. I know in the suburbs, people live in little gated communities. They don't know who the fuck live in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like they don't even come outside. They shoot out the door and then shoot to their car in the garage and get the fuck out, so they don't know who live there. But I think that's a problem for us, though, you know, in our community, because we need that community. We... Shit, we need the community supervision. Yeah, yeah, I don't give a fuck what you think.
Yeah, we
need that shit.
We need that.
Hell yeah.
That's it. I know Tamika somewhere saying, if I can trust my neighborhood and my block, I probably could get that job at 8 o'clock and let my kid walk to the bus stop and stand there. Mm-hmm. Because I know my neighbors got my back.
Exactly.
But you can't fucking do that.
You can't do it.
She can't take the fucking job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because she don't want to have a babysitter. Yeah. She don't have no help.
Exactly.
This is going to happen. This is going to happen. But... Jimmy could be a good person, but is that her fault?
Right, no, not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Not at all. And look, dog, this is another thing. We way off subject. I'm sorry. So fuck with me, though, because we've been gone for a long time.
Yeah.
I got a lot of shit to talk about.
Yes,
we still talking about going viral, but we kind of spent off into some other shit because we talking about neighborhoods now. And I got to ask y'all this while we're here because we haven't had a chance to talk about it. Dog, you got to tell me, just off the strength of the conversation we having, what the fuck are they thinking? Sending the feds to Chicago,
dog.
What do you think that's about to do? Because that's defeating the whole purpose of what we just talking about the resources and shit.
I think that shit bigger than that.
Yes.
Just slapping the face to Obama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where he from and this, that.
Oh, shit, I hadn't even really thought about that.
You know,
yeah.
That's where he from and you go back to Chicago, fuck you in Chicago.
Right.
Yep. You was supposed to be for change, not change this. And ain't shit he could do about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I hadn't even thought about that.
I'm not saying that's what it was, but you know, I'm just, I'm speculating every once in a while. Like, was that really a shot towards him?
Because
out of all the places... And this crime, I mean, I'm sure
we've been a murder capital up over there. It's fucked up over there.
Yeah, I mean,
it's fucked up.
But damn.
Yeah.
Really?
But that's some bullshit, though. I think that, I mean, I understand. Well, first of all, let me say this. It's a problem in that motherfucker. All right? So let's just say that. It's a problem.
Definitely.
But sending the feds in is a quick fix. Because what's the point? Like, you go in, and you put everybody in jail. And then what? Like, the motherfuckers who left still got fucked up schools.
Yeah,
still ain't got no resources. Still ain't got no jobs. So what the fuck do you do? Like, all it's going to do is start over again.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a new Cabrini Green, nigga. You know what I'm saying? They knocked down the Cabrinis and shit. It didn't stop the hood.
No.
They just took the building down. Like, what the fuck? It don't make a real difference.
People going somewhere, nigga. They going to go somewhere and sit
really
to
leave.
Find
out what the heck is going on in Chi-Town.
No, they just need some resources, though. And I was telling my girl this shit, too, and, like, we be having, like, debates and shit, and I don't know if it be because she really don't fuck with what I'm saying or she just be doing that shit because it irked my soul. But no, I'm saying, so we going back and forth about that shit, so I'm saying, you know, I'm telling what I think need to happen. Like, they need some resources. They need, you know, they need schools, they need jobs, shit like this. And then her first thing was, which I thought it, too, but you got to take that chance. Like, what if you put the resources in there and they don't take advantage of them? I mean, they not at first, because they ain't used to shit.
Yeah,
so, of course, they go fuck up the rec. Of course, they go fuck up the school, because they not used to it. But at some point...
My thing is, I think you need to go further than just giving them resources. I think you need to hit this motherfucker below the belt. You know what I'm saying? Let's go past that. You know what I'm saying? Let's go... Like you said, they still going to fuck this up.
Yeah, they going to fuck it up, because they not used to it.
Yeah. Fuck up. I think you literally got to go to the 70s and 80s with this one. Old school, straight to the motherfucker that's telling them what to do.
Yeah,
man, this shit has changed.
Yeah.
I'm not saying everybody's going to conform. You, if you get out of your, if say if you the head of the GDs or the Vice Lords or the Gangster Disciples or whatever.
Oh yeah, you talking about that too? Oh yeah,
you
oh
can
yeah.
Get at least 20%, 5%.
Yeah.
To say okay, I'm gonna change. That's a hunk.
That's a hunk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It starts. This is just my. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I believe it starts with them.
Now, it's a combination, because you got to come to them with that shit, but then you got to tell them why, you know what I'm saying? So, your why is going to be, because they could be doing this, my nigga,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's got to be like a double-edged,
no.
But you're right, they got to fuck with them.
No,
you can't go to Chicago and not fuck with, like, you can't go to Chicago and try to fix it and not fuck with niggas who fucking it up.
Yeah.
Simple as that, like, you can't, yeah.
Fucking Chicago, man.
Right. You can't go to Chicago trying to fix shit and be in a hotel on a magnificent mile and shit. Because
right.
That's not really Chicago. let me take that back. That's Chicago. The other shit is Chi-Town.
Right.
Yeah, that shit is Chicago.
Right.
Hey, but look, we go get back on subject because I got all the way fucked around. But I did just had to ask that because we ain't been on the air since all of that shit happened.
That's crazy.
But I'm gonna say this too, man. Shout out to all my white friends, dog. I fuck with y'all. If I fuck with you for real, I fuck with you. But I'm just saying, when we first started posting shit like that about the Chicago shit, you know, I had a few people who was like, they was all for it. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they need that. They need that. And I'm thinking, like, I guess because I'm from here, I could never say that shit. I could never say they need it. Because I don't want to be the nigga who, I ain't going to say trapped in the hood, but a nigga whose circumstance has put him in a situation where he hasn't found a way out. And then I'm about to succumb to this shit because of my current situation. So that means they send in the feds. I ain't did shit illegal. But guess what, nigga? It's always casualties of war when you see motherfuckers like that. Like, I'm going to get pulled over. They thinking I'm Craig and shit. I'm going to get shot trying to go to my job and take care of my two kids and shit. Fuck all that. You know, I would never promote that shit.
Yeah, I think it's a test and trial run for Washington.
Man.
Everybody that watches TV, listen to this, listen to that.
Yeah.
The first thing you hear out of their mouth is Trump taking us to war. Yeah. Everybody's in fear of war right now. Yeah. Everybody's talking. You never heard this much war talk in a long time.
I think they're in fear of war, and they're in fear of war with our leader that's taking us in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because they take FDR. Like, FDR take us to war every year if you wanted to.
That leads me to my point. Are these motherfuckers using Chicago as a test run to see how to detain us when shit go down?
Oh, shit. My nigga, you be taking that shit to another level.
No,
that's real, though.
It's definitely real. I thought about it. Somebody else had to, too.
Damn, like, I never even thought of that shit, man.
You know, what is a... Okay, if everybody's talking war now and we at the brink, mm-hmm. what, you know, as a government, what would you say? What is the most crime? How can we get... Okay, let's say North Carolina may have more crime,
mm-hmm.
but we need our soldiers to be able to go against violence. Where is the most violence now?
Yeah.
Southside Chicago.
Damn.
Okay, now we can cover up because they have a gang problem. We gonna put a spin on it and say we just going in trying to help. None of us was in that tactic room when they said, okay, nigga, it's time to go to Chicago.
Damn.
Yeah.
I hadn't even thought about that, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's deep, though.
That's deep, though.
You don't know.
He really don't.
Because if this bitch go to hell right now, I bet you, what they learned in Chicago is a plan probably for Detroit, L.A., New York to fire girls.
It ain't gonna stop. That's for sure.
All these motherfuckers now is waiting another couple weeks.
Right.
For the motherfucking blueprints to go out to the generals and spread that shit to this base. Y'all know. Your National Guard know this. Your National Guard know that.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. That's just gonna be a trickle down effect, and that's why I would never be the one to say, hell yeah, do that shit, because I know we next. I know we next, dog. So shit ain't doing that.
They don't deserve that shit, man.
No, they need some help, man. And don't get me wrong, though. I mean, to be brutally honest, some of them motherfuckers need to go to jail. I mean, that's life.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's
everywhere, though. That's everywhere. But I don't see them sending... You know, they don't send... I don't know, man. I ain't gonna make this no race thing, man. So we gonna get off that subject before it get too hot in this motherfucker and we can start going viral.
Right.
We ain't trying to go viral. Right. I mean, unless y'all want us to, y'all can just click the like and share button. It's all good. But we only got a few minutes left, though. So if you want to comment on our actual topic, you know what I'm saying, about dying to go viral, make sure you hit us up, 760-283-4647. And hit that number one key, man. We want to know why people trying to go viral so hard. And do you think that point of going viral is what's adding to our violent acts and shit like that? Now, remember back in the day, this was a few years ago. All them chicks was fighting at, what was it, MGM or Motor City? One or two. And they caught that shit on YouTube or whatever. Like, so, first of all, y'all fucked it up for everybody. So shout out to the models that was out there fighting looking stupid. Because y'all made it to where you can't go get nothing to eat at Motor City after a certain time unless you got a player's card and shit. Thank y'all for fucking up the church's money. But but yeah, instead of, you know, it's always certain instances where I feel like instead of it being a video, somebody needs to be breaking that shit up, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, at some point,
what's up?
What happened here?
Oh yeah, a few years ago. Remember, it was like this big ass brawl in the Motor City in the food court part. Mm-hmm. So, like, they caught that shit all on tape. Bunch of motherfuckers got arrested and shit. And now, when you go to Motor City, if you ain't got no players card, shit, you can't even go get nothing to eat. Like, you can't go to the eating part. Like, you know how you used to could just go to the casino and chill? You can't.
You heard about the shit over here? What was that? Roll
Oak?
The Fish, the sushi joint?
Oh, yeah. The Blue Fin, dog. Yeah, now, look. Now, wait a minute. I don't know how real that was, though. It's close. Like, so it's three black women, right? Sitting at the bar. Now, the thing is that the Blue Fin on the menu says if you're there for longer than an hour and a half, they have the right to ask you to move. It's on there, right? So she started saying that they made her move because they was black, right? It's a tough one. It's a tough one only because the old GM got on the old general manager from the Blue Fin got on news and said that the owner racist and be calling people niggas and be letting in white people before he let in black people. So that's what made it. That's what went on her end, but the words say otherwise. That's gonna be a tough one to prove. Yeah. You should say that if you've been. They were sitting there for 2 hours.
Time to go.
So now
more paying customers.
So it's a tough one now. So I don't know. They out there picking it and all that shit though. Yeah, they out there picking it and all that shit. But first of all, I ain't sitting at the bar at a sushi bar for 2 hours anyway. Maybe that's have I sat anywhere for 2 hours? Probably not. I don't know. Yeah, probably not. Especially at a place to eat. Now, if you had a drinking place and you still be buying drinks, they don't give a fuck because you're paying. Right. But once you done order food and you sitting there for 2 hours and it say it on the menu, it's a tough one, dog.
You know what I'm saying? People just like to, and I blame it on us, too, because we like to pull a race card at the wrong fucking time, dog. Like,
but mind you, it might be true because the general manager got on there and said that the owner was like a racist. Or maybe he just saying that because he don't work there no more. I don't know.
I work for the dude.
And I know, that's why I mentioned. That's why I said.
I worked at the place, bro.
That's why I told you Blue Fin. Like, yeah, you know about Blue Fin.
Yeah, because he wasn't. Dude. I know fuckery.
Yeah.
Cuz ain't probably, he probably say nigga at home, you know what I'm saying? But he ain't never did no shit like that in front of me, you know what I'm saying? I worked there for, like, a little while.
Yeah, that's why when you said it, I was like, he know about Blue Fin.
So, you know what I mean? Like, if people don't like you, they're going to spit venomous. Haters. At this point, when the haters got enough, like, they overwhelmed. Like, some people say they love haters. Bring me the hate. Yeah. This time, you don't want that hate. This time, it's fucking up business. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, people bring the wrong race card at the wrong damn time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you worried about, you've been there for 2 hours. It says it on the fucking
thing. It says it on the thing, right. And that's where it gets tough. I mean,
no
it says.
Ain't no tough.
Black and white.
Right, it says. Like, right. I don't know if you got to, like, gotta we had a right to ask you to move. Like, so, yeah.
It ain't Golden Corral, stupid ass.
It ain't Golden Corral. On that note, man, we about to get up out of here, dog. I want to thank everybody who checked us out on Facebook Live, everybody that checked us out on eblockradio.com, everybody that called in today, man, or listening to the replay after this on eblockradio.com, man. I want to thank y'all for y'all support, and we back in this thing, dog. I want to thank my man Angry Man for stopping through, even though he ain't getting no cameras, all good. He actually here, though. That's not just a voiceover.
He's here, right?
Yeah, he actually here. Yo, we got my man Verdict. I'm getting ready to play his joint right now. Shout out to Beneficial Music, man. There's a movement out here.
Sure.
6 Mile of Gunsa. You already know what it is, man.
Mouth.
Pardon my east side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But until the next time, dog, you know exactly what it is, man. The liveest cloud radio show on the planet. Straight from the E-Block Radio, man. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 Mile to the Mile High.
Your boy, Monk Money. You know what it is.
For sure. Look, we could be right on time now because, okay. All right, we up out of here. My man Angry. Peace out, dog.
What that man? Well, what's the man say? Nigga, if you got the right speakers, ain't so shit.
You don't know by now, you probably never will. I'm on my grind, money in my mind. I'm getting better with time. I'm so dedicated, motivated by haters who say we never make it. If you don't know by now.
I wanna grow and see my kids. kids get old. I wanna ship off lows until the very last nick gets old. I wanna see this music thing unfold. And when the hits get slow, I wanna see if I could flip one more. When life is getting at you, gotta be careful how you picking battles. My homie told me he was down for the call. Hit the gravel and got caught with a vast of them, but didn't tattle. Trying to get richer is a hassle. I need my soul cleansed. I'm asking for forgiveness in this tabernacle. For situations I finagle, different women I distraggle, just to have a decent living to get back to. You better learn to ship and travel.
If you don't know by now, you probably never will. I'm on my grind, money on my mind. I'm getting better with time. I'm so dedicated, motivated by haters who said we never make it. If you don't know by now.
The crib will say she hate when I'm gone. She hate when I'm gone. She hate when I'm gone. A couple haters in the hood who really hate that I'm on. They hate that I'm on.
But it ain't shit that they can do about it.
Ran into a couple of problems trying to pursue an outage. Around the time they did stand it, I was trying to manage. Shed a couple tears, I couldn't afford to get my sons a sandwich. Started pitching underhanded, looking for the understanding. I'm popping my baby, got a few dollars now. Back when the pressure was hot, we walked the product down. Distribute throughout the town. The dopest sound to go around is brought to you by Beneficia.
You don't know by now, you probably never will. I'm on my grind, money on my mind. I'm getting better with time. I'm so dedicated, motivated by haters who say we never make it. If you don't know by now.